thoughts on what the Diamondbacks gave up for Shelby Miller?
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. The Diamondbacks paid $5 and got about $1.02 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talk with executives around the game, and they will tell you that Dansby Swanson, the shortstop, the number one overall pick in the draft last year, would have been a fair deal, straight up, for Shelby Miller. In addition to Dansby Swanson, the Atlanta Braves got Aaron Blair, a right-handed pitcher, and Ender Diarte, who was a pretty productive major league outfielder last year. And so to get that massive haul tells me a couple of things. Number one, the Diamondbacks feel like they are ready to win now. And number two, they don't give a damn what it takes. And it's a dangerous way to run a ball club. But they have, you know, Zach Greinke, number one overall starter, Patrick Corbin, number two, Shelby Miller, number three. And that's pretty good right there. That's the type of rotation that can help you win a division.
Yeah, powerful offense, really impressive defense. Talking to Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports. All right, Jeff, so here in L.A., particularly given the news out of the last week out of Nashville, Dodgers fans, to say the least, are extremely frustrated, especially now when they look east toward Arizona. But if you're a Diamondbacks fan, and you just touched on this a little bit, like, how should you feel about what you were just talking about and what that front office is doing? You feel great because, hell, we're going to be interesting next year? Or if you're looking at this a little more rationally, a little more long-term, should you be disconcerted?
Long-term, it's horrifying. But the fact is, if you win a World Series this year, it doesn't matter what you did. You could have given up your entire farm system and have to start from scratch. You still have a ring. And, you know, why the Diamondbacks are banking on seemingly 1 year? I guess they have, you know, their pitchers with Corbin, Greinke, and Miller under control for 3 years. But they're on. And you never trust them. I think everybody knows that at this point. So Diamondbacks are banking on a very small window. The Dodgers, on the other hand, are thinking long-term. And if I had a route that I would prefer to take if I were a fan, it would always be long-term. Don't get me wrong. Dodgers are going to be good. They are. They're going to go out. They're going to make moves. They're going to bring some solid players, and they're going to be fine. And not only are they going to be fine, but they've got a whole ton of players coming through that system who are going to be making their debuts for the next 5 years and are going to fortify this team going forward. So any panic from Dodgers fan at this point, I think, is really short-sighted and unnecessary. And take a step back, calm down. Don't worry that you're not paying a pitcher who's 32 years old more per year than any player in baseball history has gotten. That's not a good deal. You don't want to be doing that. And so I think the Dodgers right now, look, it's a temporary setback for long-term, long-term goals that, frankly, are good. And they have their priorities in the right place.
Jeff Passan, one of the best national baseball writers in America, saying to you, Dodgers fans, R-E-L-A-X. All right, Jeff, before I let you go, I know you got to run. You're in Nashville. I'm sure like 19 ridiculous stories will break. You'll probably break a few of them in the next 24 hours. But before we let you run, you covered Zach Greinke when you were a newspaper reporter at the Kansas City Star. You spent a lot of time around him. Were you surprised? What was your reaction when he decided to go to Arizona?
On one hand, it's like, really, Arizona? And on the other, it's, okay, they paid him $206.5 million. Of course he's going to Arizona because Zach Greinke will chase money, and I don't think anybody ever can begrudge him for that. I'm interested to see, though, how he fits into the culture there, how he likes the organization, and what he thinks of, you know, trading the number one overall pick, a potential rotation starter, and a starting outfielder. That's not good for 6 years down the road. Zach Greinke's expecting to be there for a long time.